Start your day the Tiraway, Northwest London. Monday, 11th of Kislev, 5th of December. Diane Levy, Yitzchok Raskin, Shlita, Hanoram of Halacha. This week's Tiraway is sponsored by Nishmas Moras, Abrucha Bas, Rebbe Eliyakim Yehuda, Zechrono Livracho, whose Yad Sa is on the 14th of Kislev, which will be on Thursday.
So you have Yaakov is approaching Esav. Vayishtachu arzo sheva pe'omim ad gishto ad ochiv. He bows down seven times until he approaches Esav. This is I'm named after Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Schneerson, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's father. This is a word of his. Yaakov is 182. Is that correct? Esav is Gematria 376. 172 is 7 times 26, which is Shem Havaya. 182 is 7 times Shem Havaya. Esav, 350 is 7 times Tomei. Tomei is 50. So 7 times Tomei equals 350. The remainder after 350 till Esav is 376, is 26. So he's got 7 times Tomei and once Shem Havaya. Yaakov has got 7 times Shem Havaya. So Yaakov bows down 7 times to neutralize the 7 times Tomei. So his bittul, his bowing down, is coming on to Esav. You're formidable, but I'm coming along with the Shem Kedusha. So the 7 times Shem Havaya is mevatel the 7 times Tomei. What's left is just the Shem Havaya in Esav, the element of Kedusha which is there. So that he wanted to utilize him. This is also related to, that's the word, but this is related to the idea that the head of Esav is in the Moras HaMachpelah. Reisha de Esav begoy itzfei de Yaakov. And that is that in Esav there is an element, an element of kedusha. After you take away the tumah, there is an element of kedusha there. After all, Esav is a son of Yaakov, so the rest of Esav is tumah, but the head of Esav is in kedusha. That's why it ends up in the Moras HaMachpelah, which also relates to the difference between Esav and Yishmael, where we find historically there are many more gerim from Esav than they are from Yishmael. The reason is that Yishmael was never really counted as a yid, so to speak, whereas Esav is called Yisrael Mumer. So there is a core there in Esav which is related to Kedusha, and that's the head of Esav in Moras HaMachpelah. Now, my apology for not giving you a clear description of what the halacha is going to be, what the topic is going to be, the halachic topic. So what I've been doing for the last couple of years, and I've shared it with you in the past, I keep my post bag, and shilas which come up during the week, I write them down, and then revisit them, and share them at a shiur with, I do it every month, now it's Motzei Shabbos, we have a Zoom shiur, and Baruch Hashem, and then it's spread out around, on the Megzogon on the internet, and okay. So that's what, and Baruch Hashem, a lot of beautiful feedback from that. And I want to share with you, so a couple of shilas. Yeah? So this is post back from last week. So somewhere up north, on a Shabbos, there's a Rav Shliach on campus, and he's got lots of students there. And there's a Goyisha waitress, and someone apparently had hinted to the waitress, look, it's such a beautiful scene. It's worth a picture. The Goyishi waitress. So the Goyishi waitress pulls out her mobile phone and she takes a picture. After Shabbos, she says, Rabbi, this is such a beautiful picture. So now, are you allowed to have benefit from a picture, which were a photograph, which a Goy made on Shabbos?
Didn't ask her to.
Yeah,
for himself.
You didn't ask her.
Okay, so I also went through the back and forth, and There's a sefer here on the shelf called Orchus Shabbos, a three-volume, now it's four volumes. Very, very nice. He brings there from Rav Eliashiv, and he was asked this question. And whilst I was searching, I also found that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, Zichron Levracha, also takes the same view that you're not allowed to. Now, let's explain something. If a goy does a melacha for you on Shabbos, if a goy makes a suit for you, washes a shirt for you, washes and irons a shirt, so it's a violation of Amir al-Nachri. So what's the din? After Shabbos, you have to wait what's called Bichdei Sheyasu. If it takes an hour and a half for a shirt to be washed and dried and ironed, so you're not allowed to benefit from the time gained on Shabbos. So you have to wait after Shabbos an hour and a half before you can wear that shirt.
And when you ask them to do it?
When it was in violation of Hichas Shabbos, yeah? Okay. Yeah. So that you should not benefit from the goy having done it for you on Shabbos.
Even if he didn't tell you. Even if you didn't ask
her. All right, here it was that the person had hinted and kind of requested, and the guy did do it as a favor for them. But here, with a photograph, let's say the person did ask for a photograph. Yeah. Here's the shayla. How do you do a bichdei sheyasu for a photograph? A shirt takes an hour and a half, early or later. But you cannot say, I'll wait 5 minutes after Shabbos, and then bichdei sheyasu for a Shabbos team. It's not realistic. If the goy is a news reporter and then wants to put in something in the local or national whatever papers, and they make a picture of Yidden walking on Shabbos, they did it for their own mamash for themselves. But if the goy did it for you, did it for a Yid, for thinking that they'll enjoy this picture, then that's a problem. Of it. You have to. And they say that's what Rav Eliashiv's psak is.
No,
you cannot.
If we didn't tell him to do it, you did it.
Right, but they did it for you. Yeah. He says so clearly, even if you didn't instruct him.
What is Rav Eliashiv saying? You can't use it.
That you're not allowed to use it. Not allowed to use it. Because it was done for a Yid. If she had done it for her own benefit, why is she waitress up north be interested in Jewish scene? I don't know. But yeah.
Why not? Because it shouldn't come to ask in the future.
Yes, and there's no, you have to wait Bichdei Sheyasu, and that is not, there's no Bichdei Sheyasu.
And everyone's saying never. What are you saying?
No, he's saying that you cannot use it.
Never.
No, not at all. Because
you can't look at it.
Because you cannot enjoy it, yeah? The word is Bichdei Sheyasu means that you shouldn't be nehene from the time on Shabbos. But with a photograph, what do you mean? After Shabbos, you're going to make a picture of the Shabbos scene. It's not practically, not possible.
Everything you're deleting for Shabbos, but if the time was that he could do it after Shabbos, that's not Bichdei Sheyasu.
But that's because he could have done it on Motzah Shabbos. Here, he couldn't have done it on Motzah Shabbos. Okay, let's move on. So here's a question. Someone I met in Ukraine a few years ago, Lifnei HaMelchama, and he was in a Eish Tzara. Eish Tzara was that someone had planted drugs on him, and as a result he had been arrested, and he was stuck in Ukraine, him and his wife, for months on end. And I met him there, and we spent a lot of time, he became very friendly. Baruch Hashem, he came out of, he was released, and he lives in Eretz Yisrael. When we kept talking in contact, he says when he was in the Eish Tzara, he made a commitment to keep Shabbos until Rabbeinu Tam's man. And he's finding it difficult now. Bear in mind that Rabbeinu Tam's man here is a difference, 15, 20 minutes later? But in Eretz Yisrael, because the Neshef, because the twilight is so short, so Rabbeinu Tam's man could be a good 40 minutes perhaps extra. I don't go into the details. See, he's asking for heter. So at the time, I was concerned whether you can give a heter for such a thing because it's a neder be'ez Torah. But just recently came across a further issue, and that is when there is a machloikus haposkim, you cannot do Hatosh Nedorim when someone committed to a shita of Poskim. I'll explain. So the sources are Mogen Avraham and Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, where it says, Mishenichnas of Mematin, Simcha, and it says, Mematin, Bemasu, Bematon, And then there's the question, when it says masu b'maton, does it mean masu b'maton shel simcha or any masu b'maton? So Mogen Avraham says, my understanding is only masu b'maton shel simcha. But if there's a place where they have a minhag, only, even any masu b'maton, so you cannot be matir neder. So this is Mogen Avraham is saying, since there are poskim who say any masu b'maton one should be memayit, and this Kehila had ongenum and had accepted that poisik, you cannot be memait, you cannot be matineda, such a thing. Another marimokim on this is in Chasam Sofer, and then one of the eminent Talmidim of Chasam Sofer is the Maram Shik. So Maram Shik says the following. He was once in the Beis HaMedrash as a Talmud in Pressburg, and someone came in and he wanted to be Matir Neder. What was his Neder? He looks like he was a smoker. It was Shavuos round the corner. Perhaps it was Samach to Shabbos. And he was dreading that he'll have to go through all this time without taking a cigarette. So he wanted to be Matir Neder. He had made a commitment, a Kabbalah, a Neder, that he's not going to smoke on Yom Tov. And now he wanted to be Matir Neder. He asked a few Bochrim. And Maram Shik says, I told him, as far as I understand, such a neder we cannot be matir. Afterwards, the Rebbe, Chasam Sofer, called me over and says, oh, what was up such shmooze over there in the corner? What was it about? And I told him, which Chasam Sofer would do that. So I told him, and he says, you said the right thing. Now let's explain something. Yom Tov, you're allowed to make a fire, Yom Tov to cook. But you're not allowed to do something which is not shovel achol nefesh. So there are various activities, which are various melochas, which are not shovel l'chol nefesh. For example, why can't we bathe in hot water on Yom Tov? Because bathing daily, as we might come to heat and water. So what? It's like hanos nefesh. The answer is because bathing daily, times of Chazal, was not shovel l'chol nefesh. Most people didn't bathe daily. So to bathe on a daily basis is not shovel l'chol nefesh. Another thing, why is there hagbol on medicines on Shabbos? Shemo? Shemo? Someone. No, on Yom Tov, you're out of grind. So why is there hagbol on medicines on Yom Tov? The Teretz is to make medicines on Yom Tov is also not shovel l'chol nefesh. You make an aspirin. It's for you. For one person, it's good. For most people, it's not good. Medicine's not shovel l'chol nefesh. As a result, you're not allowed to make medicine on Yom Tov. As a result, there's hagbol on medicine. By the way, in brackets, second day of Yom Tov is Mimekel, yeah? But back to our point. Smoking. So smoking cigarettes, even 120 years ago, was also known to be not shovel chol nefesh. It wasn't universally popular. Some people liked something. Yeah. And as a result,
there was an opinion then, not today, that it helped the
digestion. Yes.
It helps the airways.
Okay, good. So in other words, you want to make it into Echol Nefesh, even? Or kind of? Okay.
Sure.
But as a result, you look in Sdei Chemed, you'll see there's a whole discussion, a long discussion of poskim, whether you're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov or not. In Chabad, there was a couple of generations ago, there was a kind of instruction. Those people who smoke on Yom Tov, on Rosh Hashanah, they should refrain from smoking. Not Rosh Hashanah. You know, so there is a neshita that you're not allowed to smoke on Yom Tov. So this fellow wants to be a Matir Neder. Zog de Baram Sheik. Where there is a machloikas aposkim, whether you can or you cannot, and you, onginum, and you follow that da'at. But you follow that. So now I can't be Matir Neder. And the Chasam Sofer says, you're right. So coming back to this fellow, Take Eretz Yisrael, Rav Olam doesn't follow Zman Rabbeinu Tam, but since he had made this Kabbalah, this and he's going to accept Zman Rabbeinu Tam, so even if it wasn't Eitz Tzorei, it was just a Kabbalah to follow a particular pesuk. So then is a problem of a neder which you cannot be matir so quickly. Where's the clock? Okay, all right. I want to see how much time I have. Okay, all right. So now, another question which came up, a very simple question, that a man who says, I've lost my sense of smell, can I say the Bokha Bayim Midav Somim at Havdalah, and my wife will smell the Somim? And the answer is no. The reason being that you can be moitzi, like arvus, etc. You can make a brocha birchas hamitzvahs for another person. If you haven't heard shofar, I can make the, and you cannot say the brocha for whatever reason, I can say the brocha shekachon b'svizvizvon l'shmerkel shofar, and you hear the shofar. I've done the mitzvah already, but I have arvus. I have achrai, is that you should hear shofar. I can shekachon b'svizvizvizvon, that you should hear shofar as part of my mitzvah. But if you want to eat an apple, and you can't say the brocha, I can't make the brocha bei pre'etz for you, because I don't have a duty that you should eat an apple. And therefore, for bichas hanenin, I cannot be moitzi someone else, unless I'm eating myself. Then I can be moitzi also someone else.
Make a moitzi?
You're eating on your own. But just to make a moitzi for someone else, not for yourself, yes. It is beseder, as far as I remember.
You make for yourself a moitzi?
Yeah! Since you're nene, but here, if you are not nene, just for the other person, you can't do a bechasane. So therefore, this is a clear halach in Shulchan Aruch, that if the mavdil, the man who's making Abdullah, is unable, doesn't have a chushareyah, he cannot say beirim mivsomim for his wife. If there are children, yes, who are bnei chinuch, so then he can make the bracha, and then they will kind of use his bracha. That's justified. But for his wife, he cannot make the bracha. He cannot justify the making of because anenin that his wife should be named.
What should you do? Anything?
She can make a bracha by himself.
But for him, what if he by himself? What should you do?
Don't just skip it.
Just skip it.
Yeah. What's interesting is, in Sada Shaila, when he's allowed to answer Omein to her bracha, because it's between his hagofen and his drinking. Ki yodua the tshuva in Migras Moshe, where the women should answer Omein to the Shechionu at Kiddush. Because they've already said Shechion about Rosh Chodesh.
Don't start that, it's too complicated.
Now, the next point I want to share with you is the following, which is interesting, Hashgacha Pratis. Looking into the question about a mezuzah, chiyuv mezuzah at a workplace, a factory, an office, a shop. Do you put up a mezuzah with a bracha, etc.? So where's the background of the sofer? In the Loshen HaBraise, and it's Loshen Shulchan Aruch, Sukkos HaChag B'Chag, and I've forgotten the other one, and then it says, V'chanuyos Shebeshivokim. The shops, the stalls, are pturim in mezuzah, and what does it mean that a chanuyos Shebeshivokim are pturim in mezuzah? So some say it means like a stall, like, remember the olden days, they used to bring this wagon and they used to sell stuff from a wagon, and then they didn't. Well, it wasn't used by Yom HaBalayla, it was just a wagon where they sold stuff from during the day, and it wasn't used the rest of the time.
It wasn't a door, it was a Pesach. Your Pesach. No doorway.
Let's say it does have. You remember those little things where they would sell seafood? By the seaside, there's a wagon there, and they're selling cockles and eels, whatever. Yeah, that kind of caravan. So it's mamish arai. But the in Simarish Bevov, this is the halachic brunch kunaruch. The Taz says that even a regular shop, he says it's potim mezuzah because you're not there. You're by yom v'alaylo. The fascinating thing is he brings a raya from Baba Basra, dinim chazoka. And because there you see it's not called a proper deer if you're not there by Yom HaBalayla. So a later poysik in the Stechemed disagrees with the Taz. He says, what's hot chazoka hetzu? There you're talking about a house which, if it's only there by Yom and not Balayla, like a normal chazoka, because a normal house you're there by Yom HaBalayla, so for chazoka it's not a chazoka. Here we're talking about the Gabedire. Whether it's called a dwelling, you sit in the shop every day, you're in your office every day for hours a day. It's not called a dira because you don't sleep there. That's it. So he says, and this in the, his name is Chemdas Shol, I've never seen the Sefer itself. So he disagrees with the Taz, and he says that an office or a shop does require a mezuzah. And he says the following. Number one, because it's a beis haetzer. You store, you've got in your office or in your shop, you've got goods which are stored. Secondly, because oichlim shom lefomim. Now, that's not so poshut. If I've got a unit, a yellow storage, do I have to put a mezuzah on it? And if I've got a warehouse where I've got stacks of crates of paint, I don't have to. When it says oitzrus yain v'shemen, means like this: I have a house, and in the house I have a pantry. Sometimes the pantry is not big enough to store everything, so I have an outhouse, and there I store oil, I store wine. But this is an extension of the house. That's the oitzrus yain v'shemen. Those kind of storehouses are chayav b'mezuzah because it's part of the dwelling. But if I've got just a warehouse, Minadin doesn't need a mezuzah. Where yet? If there is, this is a poskim saying, this is the saying. So that kind of oitzer, the fact that the office has got storage, is a shvacha raya. But he says oichl. And I was wondering, where did he get this from? Where did he get that oichl makes it into a dirah? This is really my question. On what basis should we say that because you're eating there, I'm learning Gemara's Pesachim. This is my evening shir. And we came across a Rashi. The sugya there is the sugya of Akdei Achilas Pras. Now, the Achilas Pras comes up in various halachas. You have the idea, like you know on Pesach by night, you want to eat the Chazayas Matzah within a window of how many minutes?
9.
Yeah, so on Pesach night we try to squeeze it in within 3-4 minutes. As Nisha said, even 2 minutes. Because if you're going to have nibbles over a long period, it's not called an achila. So you have to kind of condense it within a certain window. That window of time makes it into a single unit. On Yom Kippur, we go the other way around. If a person has to eat Nebuch, so we want to make it, it's not called Achilah, so we make sure that the shear of Achilah is distributed over more than Kedei Achilas Pras, that it shouldn't be counted as Achilah. So we've got here, there, in both of these, the Kedei Achilas Pras is a time frame. Then we have another issue. When, in Hilchos Pesach, where you have a bit of chometz mixed in, that's where the sugi is, machbetzes. You have a bit of chometz mixed in. Does the whole thing become isur chometz? It's also relevant for Brichas Anen. What if you had a kazayis of chocolate brownie? Now, if you ever went into the kitchen whilst they're making the chocolate brownies, you should know that about 50% of chocolate brownies is sugar. then there's a bit of flour also, a bit of egg, but it's about 50% sugar. So now, if you had a kazayis, you didn't have a kazayis of why you make a bracha alamichyo. You didn't have a kazayis of grain. Why you make a alamichyo? Oh, the teretz says eat another one. Yeah, I know. But if that you didn't do that, yeah, can you make what does it have to be a kazayis of flour? In the no, and the loch is no. The loch is that if there is a kazayis bechdei achilas pras, if the mixture is such that it's basically 1/6, if flour is 1/6 of the mixture, then the whole thing becomes mizoinis, it becomes alamichyon. Right. Okay. So here we've got here whether it's in tarovus isurim or for the gabi bichas aneinin by bracha chreina. So we have here when there is a ratio of bechdei achilas pras, there's a kazayis within a pras, so then it's considered as if it's solid mezonis. Another din.
What's the amount of mezonis there? Or was the share of mezonis?
If the proportion is one kazayis within 3 eggs, which is basically 1/6 of the mixture, right. If it's 1/6, then the whole lot is legab brach achrona is called mezonis, and you make alamichim.
Say the cheesecake, the bottom is very. It's very thin, very.
Yeah, but well, you have to look at it, and if it's 1/6 of the combination, you can still make alamichya. If it's all right, let's. There is from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman with strudel that you have a kazayas of strudel that you cannot combine the filling, the fruit, to make up your Shia Kazayas. But there it's very distinct, perhaps by cheesecake also. Whereas here we're talking about where it's blended in.
Yeah, okay.
So that's Kedach Hez Chapra. So we said Kedach Hez in Zman and Kedach Hez in ratio, in proportion. But this Rashi in Pesachim comes up with a fascinating thing. It says in Parshas Betzayra, you have a house which has been affected with Tzoras, with Negoyim. It says a Bayis HaManuga. So if you come into the Bayis HaManuga, Habo El HaBayis, Yitmo. You walk into the Bayis HaManuga, you become Tomei. Then the Torah says, V'hashuichil b'bayis yichabes b'godov, v'ho'oichil b'bayis yichabes b'godov. Whether you sleep in that, so here becomes, if you're shoichiv, if you lie down in the house, or if you eat in the house, so then your tumah is intensified. Not only you are tumah, but you have to be mechabit, you have to wash your clothes, which basically means taken to mikveh. I don't mean hang it on the hook in the mikveh, it means dip the clothes in the mikveh. Yeah. So, what's the pshat? So then Chazal on the spot in Teyas Kerenim in Sifro, he says like this. It doesn't mean he has to eat in the house. Litain shir l'shoichev k'shir oichel. That if he slept in the house, the amount of time it takes to eat in the house, then he has acquired this intense tumor of yichabes begodov. How much is eating? Says Rashi. We know. Then the Brisa says k'deachilas pras. Achilas Pras. And Rashi says, this is Halacha L'Meshim Sinai. So here, what I'm suggesting here is, L'Cheir HaGreis HaChiddush, that the Avur the Kuloin, all these Kedei Achilas Pras, which have shown you three different halachas, or more, they are all based upon this Din Deiraisa. The Din Deiraisa that Oichel Babayis is a Kvias. And what's the Din of Oichel Babayis is a Zman that takes to eat Achilas Pras. To eat three eggs or four eggs of bread, and that becomes a kvias in the din of Bayis Hamanuga, and Rashi traces this, and this is why Lemoshul by Eruv Tchumin. So what's the shear? Shtei Sudois pras for each meal. What's the idea of Eruv Tchumin? You want to be able to go another 2,000 amos, so you have your dira over there. So. So you see that your food is your dwelling. And where you have your bread, as if you dwelt there. That's also the Cheshbon of Chevei of Chatzeres. Also, so therefore this idea, if you ask the question, come back to our question, from Van Nemtzvedos, where does it come from, that to say that Achilo is Keveya, and therefore Yechai B'Mezuzah, because you eat there. I have a Din Deraisa. I have a Din Deraisa that Oichel Babayis, in Bayis HaManuga, is, makes it a Miyushiv. It makes it more settled. And that L'chay is also the basis of the idea of the window. That this window of, well, it's three, four minutes, this is called kind of a kvias, where as long as the particles of food are within that frame, that's considered one achila. So the other dinim of Kedei Achilas Pras are based upon the Bayis HaManuga and they're eating in the... So that's a very strong basis. You have a din deraisa that achila causes a kvias, and therefore it's justified to say that a person eats in his office or has a room in the factory where he eats there, his man. That is enough to say it's considered a dira, as you see in the Inchas Erevin, and therefore it's chayav b'mezuzah.
Not the factory where he doesn't eat. Warehouse.
They wouldn't need to have a mezuzah. Only the areas where he would sometimes eat. Yeah.
And so the outside shed, as I say, it's only a storehouse. You don't eat in the shed.
Right. So a shed which is not used for domestic purposes, or store food.
As long as it's not part of your house, the part of your house still needs.
Yes. Yes. That, or an outside shed which is an extension of your pantry would also have to have a mezuzah. But if, let's say, it's a garage.
Yeah. It's a separate shed. Not
again, what do you store?
It's in the garden.
What do you store there?
It's a wine or
no. So then, if it's storing food, yeah, then that's an extension of the home.
Depends how big it is. Is there
if it's got dalad. If it doesn't have dalad, then it doesn't have.
It's garden furniture.
I don't know.
It's a storehouse, but it's a storeroom for lots of different things.
Okay, but if you also keep there the overflow of your pantry, then that would be considered an extension of your house, I'm sure.
You want to dining hall? And in the office, you don't need all the shrines.
Well, in the house, I think you do all the rooms. Yeah. One last question which came up to me last week, and that is about a woman who lives in Golders Green somewhere, and she is invited Friday night to a family. She would like to bring a book as a gift on Shabbos. So the simple answer, she relies on the Erev. Sorry if I said something wrong. What I said is you can give a gift of food on Shabbos. But to give a gift of, which is not an edible thing, that you couldn't give on Shabbos, the simple answer is, you go to a next door neighbor or whatever, before Shabbos, and ask them to do a kinyan on behalf of the hostess, and then they're ready to coin it. That's what they do in shuls when they want to give presentations to a bar mitzvah boy on Shabbos. So they give the secretary does a kinyan on behalf of the bar mitzvah boy. That way, what you do on Shabbos is just, a ceremony, but there's no kinyan because kinyan has been done already before Shabbos.
So you're saying food you can bring?
Food you can give a gift of food on Shabbos.
Not a book.
But a book you couldn't be able to, yeah. Yeah. I've been asked, what about, let's say you do a children's thing and you give the kids toys. Each kid gets a tzatzke.
What about flowers?
That's a good question. Kenzain, it's like food, it's in the hand of Shas Meis, Kenzain, I don't know. All right, so I'll stop with that and wish you all a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah.